Mission Network News 4.5 minute version for Wednesday, October 13th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. Turkey's believers hope for freedom. Light of the Sun helps provide power for an outreach to the Sudan, and the Internet boosts the Ministry of Latin American Youth Outreaches. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Bliss. Topping today's news, entering the European Union allows Istanbul's Christians a fragile hope of freedom. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says while Turkey is not a restricted country, trouble does exist. It's about believers being able to defend outreach in addition to worship.
It is the local police or local leadership that is doing the persecuting rather than the national government. But the Christians there obviously are hoping that if indeed Turkey is accepted into the European Union, that it will result in more religious freedom and in less harassment and persecution for Christians.
Nettleton says it all boils down to social pressure from the larger government coalition. As for their evangelistic work,
hopefully being in the European Union will provide even more freedom to travel and meet with Christians in other parts of Europe for ministry. I don't necessarily think it will have a great effect. I think that the ministry that is going on will continue. Hopefully there will be more ministry that is focused on reaching that part of the world.
Next, the first official death toll reveals that religious fighting in Nigeria has caused more than 53,000 deaths in 3 years. That's different from the widely believed death toll of only 10,000. The central Nigerian state of Plateau has been plagued with escalating violence between Christians and Muslims. The Associated Press also reports that fighting has displaced nearly 300,000 people from their homes. Pray for Christians in Nigeria to exhibit the peace of Christ in the midst of religious turmoil. You're listening to Mission Network News. Words of Hope has opened a new studio on the border of Kenya and Sudan in Logochogio, the same area where United Nations relief flights traffic. Ministry Vice President for Broadcasting's Lita Young says they repositioned to bring ministry closer to the nomadic Sudanese people.
By moving the production in Dinka and Nuer to this area from Nairobi, we've really been able to improve the interaction between the producers and their audience. Thousands of Sudanese live around that region and move through that region.
DeYoung says there are many challenges for this outreach, some of which have clever solutions.
It's an area where it isn't easy to have a recording studio. There isn't electricity. However, using solar power, we're able to overcome that problem, and it's a real benefit to the programs.
Meanwhile, the Internet is widely acknowledged as an underexplored missions front. Through it, ministries are able to reach countless thousands who need resources and tools that they otherwise would not be able to access. OC International's Tim and Annette Gulick are spearheading an Internet ministry in Mexico. Tim explains their charge.
We are, in short, providing resources and training materials for people that work with youth in Latin America. And this is all through the website as well as through CDs that we distribute through friends and through conferences.
Annette says everything on the website is geared to Spanish speakers throughout the world.
Our big project right now is providing an entire course that can be used by seminaries, Bible schools, or individuals that is the foundations of youth ministries in 21 animated classes.
Go to our website for more details. And finally, although the hurricanes are long gone, people across the Caribbean will feel the devastation for years to come. Volunteer relief teams with the Southern Baptist International Mission Board are helping with projects that will continue to minister to families long after other aid has ceased. In Grenada, the outlook is bleak as about 90% of the homes suffered damage. IMB volunteers are seeking to support the churches to help meet people's material needs and be a gospel witness to meet their spiritual needs. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of the book from Mission Aviation Fellowship, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's the gripping story of the life and witness of Nate Saint, martyred missionary pilot to Ecuador. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request a copy on our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.